It's Thursday, April 23rd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Allen County government took another step toward developing a consolidated fire and EMS district Wednesday. Indiana's Office of Community and Rural Affairs, or OCRA, released its strategic plan through 2028. And a Brown County man is suing the federal government, charging censorship of ICE watchdog groups. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Allen County government took another step toward developing a consolidated fire and EMS protection district Wednesday, naming Jeremy Bush as the Allen County Executive Fire and EMS Chief. According to a press release, Bush previously served as the president of the Fort Wayne Metro Firefighters Union. The Allen County Fire and EMS Protection District would serve most of the unincorporated areas of the county, aiming to deliver more reliable and sustainable emergency services. Discussions about the Consolidated Fire Protection District picked up momentum over the past few years, beginning with discussions in 2019 among the Allen County Fire Chiefs. A Fire Oversight Board began holding meetings in January 2024. That board hired Bush a few weeks ago. All participating units in the Consolidated District have signed either a resolution or an interlocal agreement indicating their commitment. The merger will go into effect on January 1st. Indiana's Office of Community and Rural Affairs, or OCRA, released its strategic plan through 2028. Some of the largest needs identified for rural Indiana are water infrastructure, housing availability, fiscal stress, growth management, and identity preservation. OCRA Executive Director Fred Glenn says improving water infrastructure is the office's top priority.
40% of what we're dealing with already is going to go to water, but we want to make legislators aware. We want to advocate more and just that type of thing, bring people together more when it comes to dealing with these rural issues.
The plan includes expanding investments in water and wastewater infrastructure and updating grant training for communities. Glenn says after water, revitalizing main streets throughout the state is another priority.
And these are the communities that not only want to have development, but respect preserving some type of history and development that serves the entire community.
Glenn says Madison, Indiana is a model for how to revitalize historic rural towns throughout the state. A Brown County man is suing the federal government, charging censorship of ICE watchdog groups. And a federal judge has decided the government might have violated the Constitution. Mark Hodges created an app last year called Eyes Up to track and record federal immigration officers. But former U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and former Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem intervened. They demanded the removal of Eyes Up and other ICE watchdog platforms from app stores and social media. After that, Hodges joined other activists in a lawsuit against the Justice Department, claiming their First Amendment rights were violated. They earned a victory in U.S. District Court last week when a federal judge granted a preliminary injunction. That means the judge believes the ICE watchdogs could win their case. The lawsuit is ongoing in Chicago. Indiana has a new leader for the Department of Child Services. Its previous director had been on medical leave. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on the latest appointment from Governor Mike Braun.
Jennifer Dorfmeyer will continue to lead DCS, which she has been doing since January. Previous director Adam Krupp took a leave of absence after being hospitalized. Dorfmeyer will oversee an agency of about 4,000 state employees that are meant to protect Hoosier children from abuse and neglect. Governor Mike Braun said that Krupp will continue to serve as a special advisor to the governor on child welfare issues.
When he did leave, she did an excellent job. We'll see how that works for him in terms of the new role, and we'll go from there.
Before working at DCS, Dorfmeyer led Choices Coordinated Care Solutions, which helps families and youth navigate the foster care system. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
More news in a moment. Read the latest news from WBOI when you cannot listen. WBOI.org has the latest news from our reporters, national headlines from NPR, and weather to get you through your day. While there, you can get to know and provide tips to the WBOI news team. Get the latest news anytime on your time at WBOI.org/news. Here's what to know for today. The Allen County Democratic Party filed a formal complaint against Senior Judge Wendy Davis. The Indiana State Police Criminal Investigations Division is investigating the third death of an inmate this month at Miami Correctional Facility near Kokomo. And dozens of people aired grievances about utility bills squeezing their wallets at a town hall in Indianapolis this week. That's Who and What for Thursday, April 23rd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.